I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right in the middle of a second date update, if you're just tuning in, Rachel is on the phone, and Rachel is in love. For the first time in her life, Rachel has found love, and it's slipped through her fingers, and it's not calling her back. And love's name is Adam.
Poor Rachel.
All right.
If you missed Rachel, recap her date. She met a guy that lives in her apartment building. They agreed to go out for drinks and dinner. And while they were riding to the restaurant, he was joking around. She laughed, and it just kind of slipped out. She said, "I love you." And she thinks that's the reason he's not calling her back, because one, she said, "I love you," and then she spent the rest of the date trying to pour it on that it was a joke and saying, "I love you," to everything and everybody, and just any way she could drop the "I love you" line, she would do it. And now he's not calling her back, and she's wondering why.
I mean, what do you like so much about Adam?
He was just really easy to talk to, and he was really funny. You know, like, a guy being funny is the most important thing to me.
I love funny guys, don't you?
I love them, too.
All right. Okay. I get it. Laying it on real thick.
All right. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can find out why he's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Adam there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, what's up, Adam? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hey.
What's going on today?
Not much. Why are you calling me?
Oh, just checking in, man. Just, you know.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the real reason I'm calling is that somebody emailed us about you and asked if I could get you on the phone. Her name is Rachel. She actually lives in the same building as you do?
What?
Do you remember Rachel? Do you know Rachel?
Yeah, but why are you calling about her?
Well, because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why. So Rachel's wondering why you won't call her back after your date.
I did call her.
Right. She said that after your date, she got a missed phone call from you, and then she texted you back and was like, "Hey, sorry, I missed your call," and then she hasn't heard from you since.
Wow, she told you everything.
She did. She even told us about the "I love you" comment.
That was pretty embarrassing for her.
Oh, my God.
Is that the reason that you're not calling her back, because she dropped "I love you" on a first date?
No, I actually thought that was kind of endearing.
Really?
Yeah, because she got so worked up about it, she kept saying it. And, I mean, I got that she just said it as, you know, a saying, and I wanted her to move on, but she didn't.
You didn't help her at all. She said after she said "I love you" that you got super awkward.
I didn't get awkward after the first time she said it. I got awkward after the fifth or sixth time that she said it.
Yeah, she told us that she feels like she went a little too hard on trying to let you know that it was a joke.
I wouldn't say it was a little too hard. I mean, I was trying to get to know her, and she just kept saying it, and it just kept getting in the way. To get to know her.
Aww.
I thought she was great, and I wanted her to just stop saying it.
Poor girl, she was so awkward about it.
Yeah.
So is that the only issue then? The "I love you"?
No, I knew it was a joke, and I wanted to see her again, and that's why I called her. And the call went to her voicemail, and on her voicemail is this other dude who,
whoa.
Yeah, he sounded like a real dude. She was like, "Hey, what's up? This is Rachel's phone. Leave a message because she's busy right now." And she's laughing in the background, and he's laughing about it. And it's like, what?
Weird.
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So you're not calling her because there was a guy's voice on her voicemail?
Yeah, sketchy.
It wasn't just a guy's voice. It was the way he was talking and the way she was reacting to it in the background.
Don't you think it's just like a voicemail joke that just isn't very funny to you?
It didn't seem like it. Like, who's this dude? And why is she laughing like she loves it?
You don't know who the guy is? Why don't you just call her up and ask her?
I mean, I might sound paranoid if I call her up and I'm like, hey, who's that dude on your voicemail?
Yeah, well, I can see that being like, hey, was it another dude? You seeing somebody else? Like, it's been one date.
Already?
But you are being that way since you're not calling her back and you don't know who this guy is. It could be her brother for all you know.
You're right. It could be, but it might not be. And it's only been 4 days. I still haven't decided if I'm going to call her back.
You know what? Why don't we just clear this thing up once and for all and ask who the guy is, because she's been on the phone listening this whole time.
What?
Yeah. Rachel?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Rachel.
So I guess I have some explaining to do. I'm kind of, I guess, relieved. But the person on my voicemail is an ex-boyfriend.
Whoa!
Okay.
What?
Why?
Good question.
I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, it's just my voicemail. I think it's really funny. I like the way he's putting on this, like, douchey, silly voice, and I sound really happy in it. It's just, you know, it's just, to me, it doesn't seem like a...
Time out. You like the way your ex sounds and the way you sound happy with him?
Okay, look, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, things didn't end badly between us, and I just thought it was funny, you know? I just...
Yeah, but it's over. Are you not over him? How long ago did you break up?
We broke up like 3 months ago, but no, okay. I don't have feelings for him at all. It's just...
Okay. So, yeah, you are clearly not over him. Have you gone on any dates other than me since you broke up?
Yeah, I went on one, but I wasn't super into him. You
Rachel.
Know, but...
Rachel, nobody listening believes that you're over your ex. Not one person.
Oh, my God, you guys. Just because I have a voicemail with someone on it doesn't mean that I'm emotionally attached to them.
I don't know.
It's over.
I feel like...
Facebook friends with their exes. People get coffee with them. It's not... I'm not in love with him at all.
I don't know, but it just seems like you wouldn't even want to have hear their voice that often, let alone have that be on your voicemail all the time.
Well, when I listen to my voicemails, it's not like an answering machine. I don't listen to it. I don't even think about it. The only people that hear it are the people
that
call me.
If you like the way it sounds, do you call your voicemail and just listen to it?
No, that is not something that I do. And honestly, Adam, I really like you, but we've only been on one date. And like, as we get to know each other, I'm happy to change my voicemail if it bothers you.
That's a big step.
It's not, that's see what I mean? It's not a big deal to me. It's just like, I just feel a little on the spot and awkward right now, you know? I just feel like I don't need to be bringing in my past, but you know, it's my past. It's just a voicemail, you know? I'm
but
not,
it's
like,
not your past,
him,
you're still living you know? In it.
Adam, I mean, she said that she'll take the voicemail down. That's a first step. I'm sure she'll get rid of her photo collages that are in her apartment as well.
She said she'd do it after we get to know each other. That's not, it's got to be done.
Well, hey, Adam, would you like to go out on a second date with Rachel? We will pay for it.
No.
That was quick. Adam, you don't even give her a shot, man. I mean, you've gotten out of relationships. We all have. And after 3 months, it's sometimes hard to let go a little bit. She's ready, man.
She's clearly not.
You say, so it's a no. You're not going to give her another shot?
Listen, Rachel, I like you.
I like you too.
I think we got along really well. But I think there's some things that you need to examine. And once you've done that, hit me up.
Okay, so you mean like
oh my
3
God,
months?
Adam, come on.
6 months down the line, Adam, after she's had time to heal?
Yeah, I think so.
Adam, you're making a huge mistake right now. I just want to eat food and make out with you, and I'll delete my voicemail. It's not a big deal. Like, I don't know what happened to you, but, like, if you have bad experiences with people messing around with their exes or something, like, there is no unfinished business, and if you feel this strongly about it, I there's nothing I can say.
Come on, Adam.
Did you hear
that? Adam, eat some food and make out.
Yeah, that proposal doesn't fall into your lap every day,
it sounds
Adam.
Sounds awesome.
If I weren't over him, would I be on the radio trying to get a second date with you? Come on.
It's a good point.
Would you still have his voice on your voicemail?
You could be my new voicemail if it makes you feel better.
Oh. Wow, I'm honored, but I'm going to have to pass.
I can't believe that. She was even honest the whole time. Come on.
Oh. Sorry, Rachel. No second date.
Man, I really thought it was because of the I love you thing, and now I'm learning it's because of something bigger. And
it's because of the I love you thing with your ex. That's what it is.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.